following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. Isn't this a beautiful Saturday morning?
You know, it's going to get up to 75 today.
Oh, my goodness. The weather is just so crazy, isn't it?
Well, first of all, I want to say this. This is really important. What? You know, Joe Pippin was on this morning. He was live.
Yes.
You and I are here this morning. We are live.
We are live.
The Van Wees are going to be on after us. We are live.
Yes.
Most of the other shows on other stations and after the Van Wees, they're not live. We are here with you on the big shopping weekend of the year because we think it's important to come to everybody and tell everybody what's going on, to educate, to inform, to help people. And
well,
we love what we do. We love helping people here in Northeast Florida. And, of course, all along the East Coast because we have people listening up in New York, Maine, in Connecticut, in Ohio, all over the place. So,
yes. So when we think of what we're thankful for, we're thankful for our listeners.
We are. Thank you so much for listening. And
yes,
we hope that everyone had a wonderful, wonderful meeting with all their friends and relatives and had gathering. And I heard a new phrase this year that I hadn't heard before. Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Friendsgiving. That's a new one, isn't
it? It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, we had a great one, didn't we?
We did. A very successful Thanksgiving, yes.
Yes, a little bit more intimate one. It was a little bit smaller than in some past years, but that's good.
It was very, very nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
so I want to remind everyone, in case there's people who are traveling here over this holiday, and maybe you're tuning in for the first time to this station, I want to remind you, this is a live show. It is a call-in show. And our number is 904-222-8255.
It is.
So feel free to call in any reason you want to. But we're here talking about real estate, but you can wish your family a happy Thanksgiving. It doesn't matter. Just call in, be part of the show.
Yeah, and good luck. We hope that you had good luck if you went shopping yesterday and got some good deals, whether you were in your car and went to a shopping center or got online. And if you're going out today, drive safely. Hey, gas prices are down. I noticed that as I drove in today, I went to past BJ's, $2.11. And
another gas station. Amen.
Yeah, another gas station was $2.15 a gallon.
It's wonderful.
How about that?
I need to go fill up all my cars.
So be careful and don't get into an argument with anyone over a parking space. Just park a little bit further away.
Absolutely.
Don't get into any arguments. It's
be
a
joyful,
happy time of year.
Yes.
So happy November 24th. As usual, we had a great week.
We did.
Meeting some people and talking to some people on the phone. I want to give a shout out to Bob Fink, a new listener today.
Oh, good morning.
So good morning, Bob Fink. Hope you are listening in. And Bob is selling his home as a for sale by owner. He was lucky enough to get someone to come by and buy his house. He was having a conversation with someone about an unfortunate situation with another realtor, and he was talking with a neighbor. Somebody overheard him, and they put a deal together. And I just want to remind everyone that if you are in a situation where you're talking to someone about selling your house, or you're just a for sale by owner, and you find someone, but you really need assistance with the contract or a contractor to get some things fixed or a title company or anything related to that, and you really need the expertise to negotiate the contract or any of those things, Angela and I are here to help you. And it's not a 6%, a typical 6% commission. We will do that for a much reduced commission to get you from contract all the way to closing. And, you know, the contract is the most important thing because there are so many things that can possibly go wrong. If you're a regular listener, you've heard us do a segment called Uh-Oh, Wish I Had a Realtor, because so many things can go wrong if you don't use a proper contract. And all the things in the contract are there because of something that has gone wrong before in some, buying, selling situation. You know, what ifs? We take care of all the what ifs for you.
We do. So, there's, Bob, a lot of circumstances that happen in the contract where people could be on opposing sides of an issue, and realtors help solve those problems.
Yeah, like what do you do with the good faith down payment? What do you do, and what happens if the buyer then can't perform? Does it go back to the buyer or not? Or are there circumstances where the seller can keep it?
Those are difficult to handle without a third party.
Yeah.
You.
And does the refrigerator stay or not? And what if there's a refrigerator in the garage and the seller decides to switch the refrigerator and leave the white one, whereas there was a stainless steel one? What happens after the fact? And, you know, does the wall mount stay or not? And what if chandeliers are switched? So all of these things we help
with. Well, you're
with.
Talking about the easy things, but what if there's harder things like easements on property lines, and who's going to order the survey, and how do you get things done? Because, you know, from beginning to end of a contract, there are so many people involved with the title company, the mortgage company, the inspectors. I mean, there's so many, many, many moving pieces that are happening at the same time. If you don't do this for a living, how do you know what they are?
Yeah. And then there's so many things involved with inspections. How long do you get to do an inspection? And then what happens after you find some things?
Yes.
You know, the inspection company finds some things. Like, what if there are big things? Like, you know, there's a big problem with the roof, or a big problem with the foundation. How do you resolve those things? Do you pay for them? Is there an escrow payment? Do you get them fixed before closing? What if you fix the things and you lose the buyer? Who pays for that? All sorts of ifs, ands, or buts. We want to talk about, after the break, too, about what if there is a big repair, like trusses in the ceiling that need to be fixed, or let's say there's a foundation problem and one company comes in and gives you a fix and it's $10,000, and another one gives you a fix and it's $25,000. Big difference.
Big difference.
Do you automatically go with the cheaper one? Or do you automatically go with the more expensive one because you think, oh, it must really need the better, more expensive fix? And does the second opinion always the best one? Like if you go to a doctor and you want a second opinion, is the second opinion automatically the right one?
Maybe you need a third.
Maybe you need a third.
So especially we're gonna talk, if it's big disparity there.
We're going to talk about that when we come back, and we're going to answer your questions. What's the number again, Angela?
904-222-8255.
And you know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't done a scam in a while. And it was done by a somewhat of a famous person.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you're going to want to listen for that. And one of the most interesting evictions that you will ever have heard of. Angela, when I told you about this one last night, you went,
Yeah, I was frightened.
Yes.
Frightened.
So, again, we're going to answer your questions. Call us at 222-8255 and stay with us, everyone. It's going to be an interesting show, especially if you call us with your questions. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro Inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. I don't sound so excited.
You don't sound
I'm
it.
I'm saying it, but you it doesn't sound like
well
it always
today,
does.
Do you?
I don't feel well today.
Maybe you need an extra cup of coffee or something.
Coffee would be good.
Did you eat too much on Thanksgiving?
No, I actually just woke up feeling with a headache and a sinus thing going on.
Oh, we need someone to call up and just, you
nobody
know,
needs to call and up and say anything to me.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, what are we going to do
happy about holidays or something like that. If they want to do that, they're welcome to call in, but not to point out my flaws.
Well, you did wake up this morning saying you didn't feel well.
I did. So
we're going to excuse you today from not having your normal, 10 spirit. You're at a 7 or 8 today.
I'm more at like a 3.
You're at a 3?
I'm faking to
like
the
a 3?
7. Yeah.
All right. We're going to excuse you.
Stop talking about me. Okay. So I do want to give a shout out, though, to Jim and Sonia Dunn, who are coming to St. Augustine to buy their forever home. I love that. You know, that's my favorite thing to do is help people find their forever home. And, of course, I think they may have already spotted one. So they were here last weekend, and now they're back.
Yeah, so I'm going to show them today in Palencia.
Yeah, because I'm not quite up to it. So, but anyway, We've got them all pegged and know exactly where they should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
All good.
Palencia is a nice, big community.
It's beautiful.
Down
beautiful.
Between St. Augustine and Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Off of US 1, also known as Phillips Highway.
Yep. I got some other backup plans in case they don't don't see what they're looking for.
You always have a backup plan.
I always have a backup plan.
Don't you?
I'm plan A, plan B, and plan C. I'm that person, which annoys you, but that's who I am.
No, it doesn't annoy me.
It does,
it's
because I always have to plan. You're like, wait till the catastrophe happens. No. I had to plan.
Okay. All right. By the way, we want to give a remembrance, but we just want to say that we feel sorry for all those people in California who are still suffering from all of those wildlife fires out west. You know, they did not have a good Thanksgiving out there.
You know, it's interesting because the realtors in that area have been so great about, you know, trying to raise money for people who have lost their homes. The National Association of Realtors is raising money. And, you know, there's realtors out there giving hugs and providing whatever they can to help people. And, you know, I think how generous is that of them? But they're also losing their source of business, right? There are no homes to sell. I mean, you know, we don't think about it, but realtors don't get a salary. They only make money when a home changes hands, when it sells. And there's certainly a lot of homes that don't exist anymore. And so for a lot of realtors, they're going to have to move and do something in a different city or whatever. You know, we don't think about it, but our income is short-based.
Yeah. You know, there may be a ripple effect throughout the country for some of those fires, because there were thousands and thousands of homes that were destroyed.
Yeah.
Most of those homes, of course, were built of wood. Now, wood prices, lumber prices, have gone up about 20% this year.
Because of hurricanes.
Well, not only because of hurricanes, because of tariffs on imported goods, because a lot of the wood comes, not only does a lot of wood come from California and Oregon and Washington, but a lot of wood comes from Canada. So all of the wood that's going to be needed to rebuild all of those homes is going to cause a shortage. And whenever you have a shortage of something, of course,
prices go up.
That could affect the prices that we pay for wood for new construction here on the East Coast as well. So
sure,
there could be somewhat of a ripple effect.
Yeah.
But anyway, we feel sorry for those folks. Anyway, let's talk about getting second opinions. You know, sometimes if a doctor gives you a bad diagnosis of something, you go for a second opinion. Sometimes that second opinion is worse. Sometimes it's better. But you don't automatically take the second opinion just because it's the second one. Sometimes you need a third opinion. We had a situation, and we don't need to go into details about it, but it had to do with a foundation. And somebody got a opinion from one foundation company, and it was many, many thousands of dollars. And it was to fix it was many thousands of dollars. And it was suggested to get a second opinion from a different company. And that second opinion was a quarter of the price of the first one, about a third of the price.
Yeah.
And both companies, very, very reputable companies.
Absolutely.
They both came up with a fix.
Yes.
Now, if you were the seller, which one are you going to choose? They both gave a warranty. You're probably going to choose the cheaper one. If you're the buyer, however, and the buyer ordered the first one, you probably want the seller to do the more expensive one.
Right.
Which one's right? Well, they may both be. So here's a question. Let me do a different analogy. Let's say it's a roof and you have roof trusses that are, say, 16 inches apart or 20 inches apart. And one comes in and says, well, let's put in new ones that are 10 inches apart. 10 inches apart is better, right?
Yes.
It is. But it's probably overkill.
Could be.
Could be overkill.
Yeah.
Because the standard is either 16 or 20. I'm not sure. But 10 inches is overkill and it'll work. Well, it could be that the 16 or 20 is just fine. Well, it may be with the foundation that the cheaper fix is just as good. Maybe in that case you get a third opinion. So that's what I'm suggesting to all of you folks when you have a big fix that is needed on your home, whatever that is, or even an addition on your home. Maybe you need a third opinion because the prices can be dramatically different.
I agree. And the data that was discovered in the first one versus the second one was slightly different. So you have to take all the details into consideration. You know, the fix for, on the first one that was more expensive was a larger fix. But both of them are experts in their field, and they're both telling you what's required. It gets confusing.
It does.
I think the third one would be a good option.
The third opinion.
It's a good option.
And it's interesting. This problem was discovered during an inspection, and the homeowner now is put on notice that there is a problem. They were not aware of this, so they are going to get it fixed. And that's the important thing. They do have to disclose it. They do need to get it fixed. So they are going to do that. So that's the important thing.
Yes.
All right. So, Angela, it was a short week.
It was a short week.
Right? A short working week. Many people took off Wednesday. Many people took off the whole week. Many people took off half of Friday.
Were you off Wednesday?
No, I worked.
I worked Wednesday.
I showed four houses on Wednesday, and the people decided they want to make an offer on one. So I'm going to do some analysis. They were not in a hurry because they were going to have
Thanksgiving
relatives.
Yeah.
They're at the buyers are at Disney World today,
hey.
Which I think is, I'm going to say it, I think it's crazy because because Disney World is going to be so, so busy today. But they're going to have a good time.
When you have people come here from out of town, you know, Disney's such a quick drive. It's fun to go do that with your out-of-town friends.
Yes. But I'm gonna...
So it's not really crazy. It's just you have to be full of patience because there will be more people at the park.
Yes. But Monday, they want to put an offer on a house. So I'm going to be doing a intensive evaluation of that particular house that's
yes.
Listed by a different realtor. And so anyway,
yes.
There are people that are looking to buy a house. This time of year, this week, people put houses on the market. People are looking to buy houses. We got an offer on one of our listings last night.
We haven't even told the seller yet.
Yeah, because it came in
at 1:30 in the morning.
How about that? People are working. So how was the market this week?
Well, here we go. This past week for homes and condominiums, 541 offers got accepted, and that's down 9% from last week. 505 new homes came on the market. That's down 27% from the last week. However, 99 of those went under contract already. That's 20%, Howard. So even in the short week, 20% of the new homes came on the market or under contract. That's a big deal. 50 of those went under the first day, and 369 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say...
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, even though, you know, so many people were off this week, and virtually everyone had a shorter week anyway, because hardly anyone worked on Thanksgiving, except those really nice folks at Butterball that answered everybody's questions about how to make your turkey.
So funny.
All right.
You funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you think about that.
Well,
did you have to call Butterball and ask any questions?
No,
I mean,
we did
what put
fine.
That on your mind?
Because some people were working. The police were working, and we want to thank them.
Absolutely.
Right. Football officials were working, right? Because a lot of college teams were playing football. Some professional teams were playing football. And we thank them for all that they were doing. We want to thank all first responders. Hey, we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to do the most interesting eviction that you have probably ever heard of. Now, I know you don't think of many evictions, but this one, you have got to hear about this.
It's crazy.
It is wild, wild,
yes.
Wild. So stay with us, and we're going to talk about a scam by someone that you may have heard of.
Can't wait.
$25 million worth. Stay with us.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Officials in the Mexican city of Tijuana say they face a humanitarian crisis now because of the approximately 5,000 Central American migrants gathered there in hopes of winning asylum in the U.S. The city's mayor says he's seeking aid from the United Nations because he can't commit public resources and has not received much help from Mexico's own federal government. Despite the continued growth of online retail, the Black Friday lines at brick-and-mortar stores started out as early as Thursday afternoon this week. The numbers are not officially in yet, but Black Friday was expected to be the busiest shopping day of the year, with about $23 billion spent. Phil Mickelson beat Tiger Woods in overtime yesterday in their $9 million pay-per-view match in Las Vegas. It wound up being free for many viewers because of technical problems, and Mickelson won the 22nd hole, making a four-foot birdie putt. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up two for one like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
But now, the Democrats have changed course. The media have changed course. So now all of a sudden, if you want to secure the border to prevent people from coming into this country from other countries illegally, although they can try and come legally, now you're a racist. Now you're a white supremacist. We don't have to buy this crap from these lunatics in the media, all these other buffoons and fools.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Good drive around town, no slowdowns to report. As for the weather, not bad really today, mostly cloudy. I'm looking for a high today, but I know about 77, 20% chance of showers later on tonight. Mostly cloudy, down to about 56. And then for your Sunday, partly sunny, beautiful, high about 75 degrees. It's currently up to 66 here at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday.
All
with
right.
Good, perfect Florida weather.
75. Go out, enjoy it. It's not going to rain today like it did yesterday. Gosh. Up to 4 inches.
We got 5 at our house.
How do you know?
Because they said.
They said.
And I believe them.
They said at Angela and Howard's house?
Five inches.
Gee, we must be popular if they said that about us.
Oh, my God. If you live through this day. What do you want to talk about, Howard?
All right. Well, before we get to the most interesting eviction, I want to tell people about another landlord and tenant tip, because this was also a really, really interesting one. So I'm entitling this one to check on your rental property and your tenants. We have a lot of listeners that own rental property.
Yes.
And I'm one of them. And I don't do this as often as I should. But anyway, this happened right here in Florida, and it was in Fort Lauderdale. But it really could happen anywhere. So there was this property owner. He rented his home to two men 2 years ago. As it turned out, the two men used the home as a marijuana growing facility.
Ah.
Now, by the way, as I understand it, to grow marijuana takes a lot of electricity. And perhaps that's how the police found this out. I don't know. But anyway, police discovered about $500,000 worth of marijuana growing in the house, and they arrested the two tenants. Now, during the police bust, police thought that the undercover officers that found this had been exposed to some toxic materials from the operation, so they called the hazmat team, you know, the hazardous materials team. They called them to the scene. Now, when this happened, some neighbors were evacuated, and the undercover officers had to be decontaminated. Now, whatever that means, I don't know if they spray them down with stuff, and they had to spray the house, and the house was, you know, closed down for a while. And, of course, the owner of the house, he had to spend money to do whatever he needed to do to turn the house back into a regular home. But because the hazmat team was contacted and had to decontaminate the officers.
Yes.
Guess who got the bill for that?
Who?
The owner.
What?
Yeah.
It's not the owner's fault that there was stuff going on there.
Doesn't matter. He got the bill. It was almost $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So remember, always visit your rental property every couple of months and say in your lease that you're going to do a quarterly inspection. So whenever you meet with the tenant, the prospective tenant, tell them that you're going to do that. And if they say, oh, I don't want you coming in my house, say it's part of the inspection process to make sure everything's going to be okay and that you're going to replace the air filter. And while you're there, just look around for any unauthorized pets or unauthorized tenants and for any improper activities. Now, you can't just barge in anytime. You got to give them like 24 notice. You got to make an appointment. But it will put them on notice that you're coming in once a quarter. And if they say, well, I don't want you doing that, maybe they're not the right tenants for you.
I think when Paul Howard was on our show from the Florida Landlord Network,
yeah,
he mentioned that you should go, as a landlord, go collect your rent checks and change the filter on the first day of the month. And then that's exactly his concept, is that you go inside the house, you're seeing how things are doing, who's there, who's not there, what's going on.
No, that's a lot of work to do it once a month, but that's probably the most prudent thing to do.
It is. It is.
It is. Now, I want to tell the story. Well, let's do the scam first, because we haven't done that in a while. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? All right. Now, talk about a big scam. Now, this guy masterminded a scam that affected over, get this, 100,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, totaling $25 million. Now, I've never heard of this band, but have you heard of the band Ataris?
No.
No? None of you have heard of this?
Not my kind of music, I'm guessing.
Now, they were popular about 15 years ago. Anyway, I never heard of them, but big band. They had a lot of albums. Well, Michael Davenport, he played bass guitar for them.
Yeah.
He was the mastermind of this thing. He had a huge telemarketing company under various names, six different names. They advertised homes for sale at cheap prices and homes for rent on the cheap. That's what he said. Homes on the cheap, rental homes on the cheap. All you had to do, and he advertised on Craigslist, as well as many other places. All you had to do was pay his company $199 for an access fee to get the list. Okay? So he did this all over the country. He would advertise also homes that were in pre-foreclosure to allegedly get them on the cheap. And that buyers could also just take over the payments and that the deeds would then be put in their names. So you didn't have to put down a down payment. You didn't have to go through closings. Again, on the cheap. Now, in reality, the homes either didn't exist or weren't actually for sale and weren't actually for rent. So he scammed 100,000 people out of $199. We got one thing to say to Mr. Davenport. Don't you come back.
Love that music.
Yeah, hit the road. Angela, what do you have to say about all this?
You know, Howard, this is a disgrace is what I want to say. First, let's talk about that phrase, pre-foreclosure. As you may often see it on Zillow, I always have people calling me saying, something's in pre-foreclosure, right? Well, all it means is that the homeowner is several payments behind late on their mortgage. It doesn't mean that the home's for sale. It doesn't mean that the mortgage company can sell it or that they even own it. And it certainly doesn't mean that you can get a valid and clear deed by taking over their payments. Doesn't mean any of that.
It doesn't mean anything.
Not at all. It's just making it public knowledge that they're behind on their mortgage. Now, let's talk about Craigslist. It can be a great tool for finding a rental property, but it's also a place where scammers abound. If something seems too good to be true, then it usually is. It's usually fake. Now, ask the name of the person that you're talking to on the phone. Never transact business unless you can meet them in person and see the property. Look up the name of the owner on the county records and compare that to the name that they're giving you on the phone. Ask to see a photo ID of the person you're meeting and take a photo of it with your camera.
So if I'm looking to rent something and I call you because you got this ad on Craigslist and you say you're Angela Walker.
Yes.
So the address is 123 Main Street.
Yeah.
I go to the county records, see who the owner is of 123 Main Street. And if Angela Walker, okay, I have some credibility.
Yes.
But the scammer can also do the same thing
right.
And say, they looked up the name of the owner. It's Angela Walker. They could say you're Angela Walker. But then when you go to the house, I don't know that you're Angela Walker. I want to see your ID. If you're Angela Walker, okay, then you're probably the owner of the home.
Yes.
Unless you're a different Angela Walker, because there's a lot of Angela Walkers.
Well, anyway, there's all sorts of scams out on Craigslist that has to do with rentals or selling property, and you just have to be aware. And the other thing I want to say to you is always, always protect yourself. Do not go alone to any of these meetings, especially if you're female. And I hate to sound gender specific, but that's how I feel about it.
All right. So go with somebody else.
Yes.
By the way, you can get
safety in numbers.
You can rent a property on Craigslist. I own rental properties, as I've told people before, and I do offer my properties for rent on Craigslist. And when I go, I show people the deed that I own the property, and I show people my ID to show them that I am the owner because I want them to be protected. And I tell them on the phone, this is what I'm going to do. And if they don't want my property, that's okay. I tell them that when they go find another property, make sure they do the same thing that I just did with the owner.
Right.
All right.
Safety.
Hey, we didn't have time during this segment to tell them about the eviction, but when we come back after the break,
I'm going to
tell people about that eviction. That's the first thing we're going to do, unless we get a phone call. So stay with us. Call us 222-8255, and we will be right back. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here in this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
It's a great day.
It's a gorgeous day.
Yeah, it's a big shopping weekend. It's a big football weekend.
Oh, you know how much money I spent this weekend?
It's just starting. You've spent money already?
Zero.
So far?
Zero.
So far?
Not bought a thing.
So far?
Aren't you impressed? Why can't you just be happy for yourself?
What do you mean for myself? You have your own money. Well, let's see. It's only 10 minutes to 10 o'clock in the morning, and I believe that you will be spending money before Sunday night is over.
I believe I'm going to go home and go to bed after I work today, and I probably will
well,
not
you're
be
not
spending
feeling
money.
Well,
that's correct.
But you'll find 10 minutes to get in
but
front of a computer.
But there is Cyber Monday, so if anybody thinks I'm working on Monday, I'm probably not working.
Cyber Monday. You know what? Some people may have to be evicted sometime between now and the end of the year.
Yes.
Now, not by me. I'm not going to be evicting any
Not by me. I had the best tenants in the world.
You do. You've got great new tenants in your home. And anyway, some people don't. You know, Some people have unusual things in their home.
I cannot believe this story,
whether
by
they're
the way.
Tenants or not. Some people are hoarders. They're hoarders. Some people have multiple dogs and cats. You hear stories of people have 20 cats and 20 dogs. And some people have multiple families in their home. And I'm not just talking about multiple generations, because some people have, you know, grandma living with them and then the regular home and then their kids. So three generations. But after some people buy a home, they bring in lots and lots of people. And some people have people in there that aren't supposed to be there. Some tenants are also just messy. You know, as a landlord, you'll find strange things when people move out. Sometimes even stranger things when you go in and evict someone who refuses to leave. Well, there was recently, last month, a Missouri landlord who recently went in and found a 6-foot-tall, 150-pound unlisted house guest lounging in the hot tub. Yep.
That sounds weird, Howard.
Yep. No bathing suit. Just lounging in the hot tub. Oh, wait a minute.
You mean skinny dipping? What do you mean?
Well, I didn't mean to say 6-foot-tall.
What did you mean to say?
I meant to say 6 feet long.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
This is bad.
It was a pet alligator.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, as a landlord, I would be frightened to death.
The tenant had a name for their pet alligator that he had owned for 4 years. It was named Catfish. Yeah, there were also 2 boa constrictors.
Oh, for God's sake.
And a rabbit.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether the rabbit was grown for food for the alligator. I don't know. Well, they were all evicted with the aid of more than one person. You know, normally the sheriff comes to evict.
Right.
Well, the sheriff had to call somebody else, called Animal Control Department, of course.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
A really interesting story there.
Well,
yeah. I would not like that myself.
It must have been a really big hot tub to hold a 6-foot-long, 150-pound alligator named Catfish.
Ugh,
so
disgusting.
You just never know what you're going to find.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the next tenant either.
The tenant said that he's just like a little baby and very, very gentle.
What?
Yeah.
Until he's hungry.
I don't know.
Wonder what he feeds him.
I don't know. I guess when you raise somebody from...
Somebody?
Something. Then they're used to you, and I guess, you know, if you're used to feeding them, then they're not going to hurt you in any way. Anyway, I guess Catfish is doing well, but no longer living in a hot tub.
It's cray cray.
Don't know where they live.
Very crazy.
What do you think about that, Alan? Alan's just shaking his head.
I know, right?
Side
crazy.
To side. He doesn't know what to say.
It's like this. I've been married for 25 years. Doesn't mean she doesn't have her magic frying pan. Whap! It's like the alligator.
Ready to cook up and have some alligator tail for dinner?
Make handbags and shoes, huh?
That's
shoes or cowboy boots, whatever.
Let's talk about the houses that we have listed. Yes.
Hot. Well, yes. We do have one open house today.
Yes, it's a new listing that we have. It's at 11861 Lake Fern in Waterford Estates, which is right off Greenland Road, kind of closer to the Phillips Highway side, you know. And
it's a former model, isn't it?
You know what? It's a Koppenbarger model. I am in love with Koppenbarger homes, and this happens to be the Koppenbarger model for Waterford Estates. So it's 2,813 square feet. There's a 5-bedroom, 4 bathrooms. There's a living room, family room, formal dining, casual dining. There's a fireplace. There's a room that's off by itself, a bedroom that has a bathroom across from it. There's on the other side of the house, so it's kind of a three-way split. The other side of the house has a two bedrooms with a bath in between, the Jack and Jill concept. And the back of the house is the master bedroom. But then upstairs is also a really big bonus room, so it could be a bonus room or bedroom, and it has a full bath up there. So it's a perfectly designed house.
Isn't it on a preserve, too?
It is. It's on a preserve, and it's really beautiful. So what I loved about it, Howard, when we walked in the home, the first thing I noticed was all the glass windows at the back of the home, and all you can see is this beautiful forest. I mean, just the preserve, and it will always be a preserve. And there's a little creek back there. It's just really lovely.
Now, what's one of the unique things about Waterford Estates that's compared to other big communities? No CDD fees.
Yes, I love that. And it goes to A-rated schools. God, love that. It has the community pool, tennis, clubhouse, all that. So,
how much is it?
That house is $350,000.
Nice.
Yes, it's really beautiful, and everything's been so well maintained. It's had one owner. Usually when we say one owner, we think, ooh, things have to be updated. She's been updating all along.
All right.
Yes.
Now, if you need something a lot bigger, we have a big family living.
Wait, we didn't say it was going to be open today.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. It's going to be open today from 11:30 to 1:30.
All right. Okay? Where is it? Waterford Estates.
Waterford Estates off of Greenland Road, kind of near the Phillips Highway side.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you need more room, we've got a huge house in Aberdeen. It's 3,500 plus square feet.
Wow, it's big.
Five bedrooms, 3.5 baths, three-car garage, has a loft, has a lanai. It's in a cul-de-sac, a fence lot on a pond. In fact, it's the largest lot in Aberdeen. Big, big lot in the rear. It's half an acre. Oh, my gosh. Half an acre? Huge walk-in pantry, tons of storage space, a California bar. And what that means is that it's a center island, but it's huge, so you can sit around it.
Yes.
Really, really big rooms. All of the rooms, all of the bedrooms can hold two beds. And the master bedroom is, I mean, just unbelievably large. Has two big ovens plus a microwave. One of them is a convection oven. The master is down, and then four bedrooms plus a big loft area upstairs. It's like 400 square feet.
It's crazy big.
Great amenities. It's $450,000.
Yes.
And the other big house is in Eagle Landing.
Oh, my gosh. I love that house.
Castle Palm Court. This is the one that has an oasis in the back.
Prettiest yard I think we've ever had listed. It is a golf course view. It's on the fourth tee fairway. Dogleg to the left, though, so it's not, golf balls won't hit this house. It's a four-bedroom, four-bathroom. It has a lanai, a screen pool, rock waterfall, has a spa, has a summer kitchen. I just absolutely adore this house. The garden is unbelievably beautiful and yet easy to maintain. It is a cul-de-sac location. Sid Higginbotham was the custom builder for this home. This home is perfectly designed and laid out. Most everything's on the one story except the one bonus room upstairs. And I think this is a perfect home if you're an empty nester or if you still have kids and you want to keep them separate. It's on a four-way bedroom split. Plus, it has an office. You could work from home if you need to. It just has so many, many, many delightful details. I could talk about it for the whole time we have our show.
All right. Well, if you want to see that, give us a call.
Yes.
Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. The Van Weezer on tap to tell you what's happened this past week. You know, we're doing this radio show to give back to our community. If you need help, really, give us a call. Call Angela at 465-3845. Call me at 687-8161. We're going to be back with you next week. Take care, everyone. Have a blessed day.